Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla speaks at Swiss Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR 2019. Indonesian Defense Minister cautions against ongoing threats to national ideology. And now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla is headed to Swiss on Tuesday, where he is scheduled to speak at the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Vice President at the Vice President Headquarters in Surajakarta on Monday said that Indonesia is considered to have the necessary experience from numerous disaster mitigations, whether it is tsunami or earthquakes, especially considering Indonesia is part of the Ring of Fire. He also explained that the platform is initiated by the United Nations that focuses on disaster mitigation and is held at the International Conference Center Geneva from May 13 to 17. This year sees it take the theme of resilience dividend towards sustainable and inclusive societies. Indonesian Defense Minister Riami Zardiakudu has appealed to heads of regional offices of the Defense Ministry to always give priority to upholding the state ideology of Pancasila and guarding against possible threats to it. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Defense Minister Riami Zardiakudu, while issuing directives to the heads of regional offices of the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Monday, said that the nation faces three threats in the form of real threats, as well as that arising from the mindset and of the changing ideology. In his brief, Minister Yakudu highlighted that the state ideology of Pancasila is the fundamental basis of the nation's unifying power to protect the unitary state of Indonesia from wide-ranging and persistent challenges and threats. The minister pointed out that the threat of a specific mindset or ideology can be perpetrated via a small academic scope, including schools and universities. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Community has vowed to continue promoting cultures which embrace moderation and expansion of literacy in a bid to halt the proliferation of radicalism, cyberbullying, and hoaxes. Speaking on Monday on the sidelines of a meeting of the Working Group on the Culture of Prevention in Chiang Mai, Thailand, Chairman of the ASEAN's SOM on Youth, Asroruniam Soleh, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said that sectarian hatred and radicalism have become common concerns of all members' country. In addition, all delegates highlighted the danger of cyberbullying because it has threatened the social cohesion between communities. Therefore, the meeting's participants underlined the importance of encouraging moderation and media literacy in building harmony and expanding moderation among younger people within the ASEAN community. Indonesia planned to hold an ASEAN interfaith youth camp. This news comes to you over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, requested Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi to not delay in issuing a regulation on the reduction of plane tickets fare upper limit as Idul Fitri draws close. As quoted by Tempo.co, Darmin on Monday said that the government requested not to delay because the Transportation Minister will amend the regulation on the upper limit. Hopefully, it can be finished in 1 or 2 days. Even requested 3 days, just 2 days, Eid al-Fitr is closing. With regulations, airlines are expected to take steps to adjust ticket prices. Darmin added that he will communicate with the state-owned enterprise minister in relation to the issue. The government officially determined the upper limit for plane ticket prices in a range of 12% to 16%. The 12% reduction will be applied to primary routes within the Java region. Meanwhile, other rates of reduction will be applied for routes outside of Java, such as flights to Jayapura. Member of Indonesian House of Representatives from Golkar Party faction Muhammad Misbahun believes that the idea of President Joko Widodo to move the capital city of Indonesia from Jakarta can be realized. The House will provide support for the legal umbrella for the moving of the state capital to a new location. It was said by Muhammad Misbahun at a discussion on how long to build a new capital city in Jakarta on Monday. Minister of National Development Planning, head of Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, was the keynote speaker at the discussion. Misbahun also said that the draft of academic legislation of the moving of capital city has been ready actually, but it has not been made into a draft law yet to become a legal umbrella. Secretary of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Ruli Indrawan, invites all elements to eradicate the radicalism movement and suppress the practice of terrorism by empowering the economic community through cooperatives. As reported by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Monday, Ruli Indrawan said that it needs for joint efforts to support former terrorism prisoners and radical movement activists to rise up economically. Ruli Indrawan held talks and communicated with former terrorism prisoners and accommodates their complaints and obstacles in holding cooperatives. Ruli also said that a joint effort is needed to support the activists since this is not a mere economic problem, but also a national problem. They must get a special appreciation and attention after deciding to return to the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. And the last item, the State Islamic University Sunan Kalijaga, Yogyakarta, explores cooperation with the Beijing Institute for International Exchange. The exploration of this collaboration was attended by 10 universities in China. The meeting held in Sleman on Monday resulted in the idea to develop academic activities. These activities include the joint research agreement among the universities and sending lecturers for further study of doctoral programs. The cooperation agreement marked with the signing of a letter of intent by the Vice Board of University Student Affairs and Cooperation of the State Islamic University by Waryono and Beijing Institute for International Exchange General Manager Yuda recently. Yuda, in a press release received by Republika on Monday, said that his side had prepared several universities in China to hold the event. Meanwhile, Waryono hopes that the letter of intent can be realized in the form of an MOU in the future. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla speaks at Swiss Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR 2019. Indonesian Defense Minister cautions against ongoing threats to national ideology. And listeners, that's the news.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Preparing Tough Indonesian Community to Face Disasters. Vice President Yusuf Kalla departed for Geneva, Switzerland to attend an international forum. On Tuesday, 16th of May, he will deliver an official statement regarding Indonesia's efforts to minimize the risk of disasters. He pointed out on Monday that Indonesia is considered to have experience in solving various disasters such as tsunamis and earthquakes because Indonesian position is part of the Ring of Fire. Indonesia has a nature with a high vulnerability to disasters. This condition is based on data released by the United Nations for International Strategy for Disaster Risk Reduction, UNISDR. At present, Indonesia is the highest position of the threat of tsunami hazards, landslides, and volcanic eruptions. The potential of natural disaster is owned by Indonesia with all its perils such as earthquakes, floods, droughts, forest and land fires. because of the variety of disasters that have occurred, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, has even called Indonesia the best disaster laboratory in the world, although it is certainly not profitable. However, this epithet cannot be denied. BNPB noted that there were more than 1,000 disasters that occurred in Indonesia from January to March 2019. From the data, around 280 people were killed, more than 1,300 people were injured, and 96 people were missing. It is hoped that in the future, Indonesia can minimize the victims and the risks suffered by natural disasters. Various reports continue to be made by various parties. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency has initiated a Disaster Preparedness Day that falls on April 26. Through the commemoration of Disaster Preparedness Day, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency encourages individuals, families, and communities to be prepared to face disasters. The chosen slogan is "Ready to be Saved." This movement must be realized by all Indonesian people. This becomes not only a slogan but also a real movement. It's never too late to make changes, including behavior changes to build self-preparedness, family, and community. The local governments with disaster-prone areas must be more active in disseminating epochs to reduce the number of victims who may be affected. Indonesian people need to change the mindset of being a tough community to face disasters. They must improve awareness of potential disaster around their areas and understand the initial steps that must be taken before disaster occurs, when and after disaster occurs, because this is a great chance of helping rescue process and self-protection. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, we'll begin with May the 14th, 1948, the State of Israel is founded. On May the 14th, 1948, on the last day of the British Mandate, Ben-Gurion declared the independence of the State of Israel. Chaim Weizmann proclaimed the State of Israel and established himself as president. According to historical records, the loss of the State of Israel was estimated in 70 AD with the destruction of the city of Jerusalem marked by the Roman Empire. The UN then decided to formalize the establishment of the State of Israel on Palestinian land by dividing two regions, some for the Arabs and some for the Jews. But the formation of the Israeli state was opposed by the Arab world, especially Muslims. They refused to compromise the United Nations, and there were conflicts and war to these days. I'll switch to May the 14th, 1955. The Warsaw Pact is signed. The Warsaw Pact was a military alliance of Eastern Bloc countries in Eastern Europe, which aimed to organize itself against possible threats from the NATO alliance formed in 1949. The formation of the Warsaw Pact was triggered by the integration of West Germany into NATO through ratification of the Paris Agreement. The Warsaw Pact was designed by Nikita Khrushchev in 1955 and was signed in Warsaw on May 14, 1955. This pact ended on March 31, 1991 and was officially terminated at a meeting in Prague on July 1, 1991. I'll end with May the 14, 1962, attempted murder of the first Indonesian president, Sukarno. The incident occurred during the Eid al-Adha prayer in the Baitur Rahim Mosque in the State Palace. During the prayer, the perpetrators took out a gun and fired bullets several times at President Sukarno, but the shots missed and the bullets hit several other people, including the House Chairman at the time, Kiai Zainul Arifin. The perpetrators were members of the Darul Islam Rebel Group or Indonesian Islamic Army, Muhammad Bahrum. He received a death sentence but later received clemency from President Sukarno. That was Today in History, from Indonesia to the world.
That was Kisah 8 Dirham, sung by Gita Gutawa. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Well, our topic today in the program My Indonesia. Indonesia calls for the termination of construction of Israeli illegal settlements in Palestine. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, said that illegal settlement construction that continues to be carried out by Israel in Palestine is not acceptable. This was conveyed by Minister Retno before UN Security Council members while leading an informal meeting in the area of Mulapur with the team Israeli Settlements and Illegal Settlers. The core of occupation, the crisis of protection and barriers to peace at the UN headquarters, New York, USA, last Thursday. As quoted from page camlo.go.id, the meeting was organized by Indonesia along with Kuwait and South Africa and was attended by Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki. Minister Retno also said that Israeli illegal settlements continued to increase from around 110,000 in 1993 to around 620,000 in 2017. This shows that the increase in illegal Israeli settlement is a major obstacle to achieving peace between Israel and Palestine. She added that although the current situation is very difficult, all parties should not give up. The DSM Mr. Retno Marsudi emphasized that the international community must not lose hope of being able to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict through negotiations and dialogue. On the occasion, the minister also delivered three main points. First, the construction of illegal settlements in the Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem, further diminishes the hope of the two-state solution. Second, the construction of illegal settlements is a source of various violations of law and human rights against the Palestinian people. Third, the international community has a responsibility to stop Israeli illegal settlement policies. Therefore, there needs to be a great pressure from the international community to stop Israel's illegal settlements in Palestine. One effort that can be considered is by establishing the International Solidarity Day for victims of illegal settlements. The Area Formula meeting is one of informal UN Security Council meetings aimed at examining an issue that is considered complicated and requires a breakthrough by presenting experts through interactive dialogue. The holding of the special meeting on Palestine in the Area Formula format under the Indonesian presidency is one form of Indonesian special attention to the Palestinian issue, which is also one of Indonesian priorities in the UNSC membership. The meeting was attended by all UN Security Council member states and other UN member states, as well as representative of international organizations and UN agencies. Well, listener, that was by Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
That was Karma sung by Coklat. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce Hular Wire tradition to you. Stay tuned. Sika is a regency in East Nusa Tenggara province. The local people of Sika Regency are very strong on their tradition and culture. One of tradition which keep being preserved until now is Hular Wire. Hular Wire is a tradition to welcome guests who visit Sika. It is a ritual conducted in many events in the region. In addition to welcome the guests, the ritual is also conducted to save the guests from danger during their stay in Sika. This ritual is usually held in the morning. The guests who come to Sika will be served by welcoming dance, namely Soka Papak. The dance Soka Papak has been used since the royal period to welcome king or queen who visiting areas in Sika. The ceremony is continued by Hular Wire ritual. The ritual used coconut leaf and water as media. When the tradition will be started, an indigenous leader who wears complete clothes reads lyric in Sika language, which is called Kleteng Latar. After the lyric being read, by using two young hular leaves and coconut water that holds by a woman, the leader will splash the gas. Hular is a species of tree that grows in Sika. Hular tree flourishes in the summer or rain, while the coconut water is considered to symbolize purity and freshness because the water is not contaminated with any substance. According to the local indigenous leader, the water is really pure. Because the coconut is above the top of tree, we also need hard effort to get the coconut water. The coconut is peeled, then open its shell by using machete to get the sweet coconut water. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Coba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu. Lihat aku sayang, sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi.
You have just listened to the song entitled Menunggu Kamu or Waiting for You, sung by Angie. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, a segment in Voice of Indonesia program which introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station with the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ambil Saja Kembaliannya, or in English, Just Keep the Change. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Ambil Saja Kembaliannya, or in English, Just Keep the Change. Tony arrives in front of Joko's house. Tony pays the taxi fare. Supir, Pak, kita sudah sampai. Tony, oh, berapa ongkosnya? Supir, 40.000. Tony, ini uangnya, ambil saja kembaliannya. Supir, terima kasih, Pak. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce words and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely ambil saja kembaliannya or just keep the change. I will say the words 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kita sudah sampai. Kita sudah sampai, which means we have arrived. Berapa ongkosnya? Berapa ongkosnya? Which means how much? How much is the fare? 40.000. 40.000, which means 40,000. Ini uangnya, which means here is the money. Kembalian, which means change. Ambil saja kembaliannya, which means just keep the change. Uang pas, which means the exact amount. Online taxi fares will appear in the application. However, there is no harm in asking to make sure if there should be a change or not. Berapa ongkosnya? Berapa ongkosnya? Which means how much is the fare? Or ongkosnya berapa? Ongkosnya berapa? Which also means how much is the fare? When you pay the fare, you might want to give a tip to the driver or have to give it because the driver doesn't have the change. For such situations, say, ambil saja kembaliannya, which means just keep the change. Ambil saja uang kembaliannya, which also means just keep the change. Another example, bisa mampir dulu di toko itu, which means can you stop by the store first? Next to ask other people to wait, say, tolong tunggu sebentar, which means please wait a moment. Or in the question sentence, bisa tunggu sebentar, which means can you wait a minute? Another example, ini uangnya, which means here is the money. Maaf tidak ada kembaliannya, which means sorry, there are no changes. Ada uang pas, which means do you have the exact amount? Ambil saja kembaliannya, which means just keep the change. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more. Pak, kita sudah sampai. Oh, berapa ongkosnya? 40.000. Ini uangnya, ambil saja kembaliannya. Terima kasih, Pak. That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian or Bahasa Indonesia better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampaikan salam. Cama y
ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan cabang ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Ku lalui tanah air dan udara, aku kan datang, aku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan cabang ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora.
That was Aurora, sung by Malik and the Essentials. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet you again in a segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we present a song entitled Ampuni Dosaku. Composed by Michael, keyboardist of the Bagindas group, the song Ampuni Dosaku tells about someone's repentance. The lyric tells about someone's hope to get forgiveness from God. The music is mellow, in accordance with heartbreaking lyric when someone beg forgiveness to God. Its music concept is pop genre with Malay music touching. The song was released in Ramadan Holy Month 2010 in a religious single. Listener, here is a song, Ampuni Dosaku, sung by the Bagindas. Enjoy the song.
Di akhir malam ini aku memohon ampuni aku ya Allah. Di ujung gelap ini aku menangis, maafkan aku ya Allah. Sering kulakukan kesalahan yang sama, begitu banyak dosaku dengan air mataku. Ampuni aku ya Allah,
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ampunilah dosaku. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, beri jalan lurusmu. Aku bertobat, ampuni dosaku. Di akhir malam ini, aku memohon, ampuni aku, ya Allah. Di ujung gelap ini, aku menangis, maafkan aku, ya Allah. Sering kulakukan kesalahan yang sama, begitu banyak dosaku dengan air mataku. Ampuni aku, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ampunilah dosaku. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, beri jalan lurusmu. Aku bertobat, ampuni dosaku. Dosaku, ya Allah, ya Rahman, beri jalan lurusmu. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ampunilah dosaku. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, beri jalan lurusmu. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ampunilah dosaku. Ya Allah, ampuni dosaku. Aku bertobat, ampuni dosaku. Aku bertobat, ampuni dosaku. Aku bertobat, ampuni dosaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Ini asmaraku, ini asmara. Makin sempurna. Oh, kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu, kamu, kamu. Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku tenang. Cinta
is like a miracle, and it is more than just physical attraction. If it's over individuals, we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you too, and I love you till the world is falling apart.
Kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu,
who?
Kamu,
Sebagai
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, our Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also you can send your email to voi@voinews.id.